Macmillan Audio presents 100 Flowers by Gail Tsukiyama, read for you by Simon Vance.
Let 100 flowers bloom. Let 100 schools of thought contend. Mao Zedong, 1956. The Kapok Tree, July 1958. Dao. The courtyard was still quiet so early in the morning. The neighborhood just waking as neighbor Lao's rooster began to crow. The air was already warm, a taste of the heat and humidity that would be unbearable by midday. 7-year-old Dao knew he had little time to climb the kapok tree before he'd be discovered. He glanced down at the gnarled roots of the tree and felt strangely comforted, a reminder of the crooked ginger roots his mama sliced and boiled into strong teas for her headaches, or when his baba complained of indigestion. Dao wasn't afraid as he shimmered up the kapok tree's slender trunk toward the broad branches, avoiding thorns on the spiny offshoots of the same tree his father had climbed as a boy, his heart thumping with excitement at the idea of seeing White Cloud Mountain from up so high.